From Studio Live in Cumberland, BC, you're listening to the Edible Valley Podcast.
Thanks for joining us again while we explore the food culture of Comox Valley in Vancouver Island. Here we are again today, John.
I'm Chef Jonathan Fraser.
I'm Darren Howlett. And today we'll be catching up on what's going on in the valley right now.
Right. Yeah. Well, I thought, you know what? It's summer is starting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it has just started. And so let's, there's events coming up left, right, and center. So
yeah.
I thought we could just get this out there and,
yeah, for
and
sure.
Talk
yeah,
about
this
a
is
few
when
things coming up. And
this is the sort of that time everybody's getting ready for the bounty of all the gardens and all the harvesting of all the everything. So it seems that there's a lot of food based events focusing on the fresh, the local, the everything. So
yeah, and there's a few events that we're both getting involved with, so it'd be nice to just talk a little bit about them, and you know, hopefully we can get some of these people in to sort of showcase and talk a little bit more about the events that they're putting on and what they're doing with
them. Yeah, so, that'd be great.
I mean, just coming up really quick, and I think we'll get the podcast up just before it happens, but this weekend, downtown Courtney, we got Elevate the Arts.
Right. Elevate the Arts, absolutely. And I think that that more or less started off as a focus on the arts, but it's definitely come to embrace the food as well of downtown.
Yeah, there's a little bit of just the whole atmosphere of downtown.
Yeah.
Just, you know, let's be creative and be artistic. And so, yeah, there's a little bit of a food aspect to it this year because I know I'm going to be down.
Right.
You may be helping me. We're not 100% sure on that yet.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be down serving pulled pork sliders.
Nice.
For the Cumberland Community Center, or Forest, Community Forest.
Yes.
Right. So a little bit of a fundraiser there for that.
Oh, and where's that going to be set up?
That's going to be directly outside of Atlas Cafe.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And there's a couple other little events going on down there. So I just think it's a good place to start out and definitely adventure out.
Yeah.
And of course, if you're also out, you know, the market is the time to hit right now.
Right. Right. They've switched the outdoor market. We're not, the downtown market hasn't started up yet, but
they're just about to start up in the downtown market in the next week or so. So
oh,
that's
going
to be exciting. So
yeah,
I know there's lots of strawberries are starting to pop up there. And
I know everybody I talk to is talking about that. Everybody's like, oh my God, I got my first strawberries, or oh, my strawberries are up. Like everybody's really surprised. We're a little ahead of the curve on strawberries this year.
Yeah. Which I think is a great thing. And I was like, and I was panicking a little bit because I saw my first view of scapes.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, did I miss it? I'm like, because it always catches me off guard because I'm like, scapes. I love scapes.
Yes.
So, I want to do something. I want to pickle some scapes this year and stuff like
that. Oh,
yeah.
But
I was like, ah. So anyways, that's just one thing that's starting to pop up at the market. And I know tomatoes are starting to come into some of the greenhouses out there. So we'll get some fresh tomatoes.
Absolutely. I mean, I would just literally, not even 5 minutes ago, just before we started this podcast, as you know, at this location, Studio Live, there's a bit of a garden. There's an avid gardener on the premise, and I was walking through the garden and asking the kids if they could point out or distinguish what any of the vegetables that were growing. And the scapes are like 2 feet tall. They're crazy. He's got a full bloom scapes right now.
Yeah, so it's starting to come in there. So there'll be some great, great, great foods at the market.
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
Fresh as you possibly can get it. I know I've started to get some of the farmers in with a lot of their produce and being able to use it through the restaurant. So that's a good thing. So I know everyone's going to start getting into that.
Yeah. It's a good time of the year
for sure.
So what else is coming up after Elevate the Arts?
Next one. Let's take a look at, we got the Shellfish Festival.
Right.
Bah, 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 bah.
Totally. Yeah. The Shellfish Festival, big Comox Valley event, or well, much farther beyond the Comox Valley.
Yeah. It's a BC Shellfish and Seafood Festival. So this is starting to become a bit of a big fest. Tons of chefs coming from all across British Columbia to come showcase some of their talent. And
I know it seems that year after year, the draw gets larger and larger and the pull seems to come from a little further and further. It seems like they're drawing people from not necessarily from the island anymore as far as chefs, but, they're sort of drawing in bigger name chefs as more and more people pay attention
and
to
those,
and focus
those chefs
on
are
this.
Wanting to come here. It's not That's, that
yeah.
they're,
No, and that's what I'm saying.
They're
I'm
paying
just saying,
and banging
like,
them. They're coming in here.
The knowledge of our event is starting to broaden, and people are starting to become aware of it and further away.
Yeah.
And they want to be a part of it, too, and I think that's great.
So there's definitely some fun stuff going there. And I know there's events all the way from the 9th to the 19th. So
yeah, that's right, too. I think the first couple were just a weekend long, and now it seems
to drag.
Well,
it started
off
with the gala dinner and then a festival on the Sunday, Father's
Day.
That's
right.
and has sort of grown from there. And so there's a lot more events, shucking competitions.
Yeah.
Apparently I've been entered into the chowder competition. So I'm a little nervous about that. So yeah. They were looking for some people to get involved. So
right.
I was like, all right.
Wow.
I should do something. So I'm getting involved in that way.
And
so
now, is that going to be you or is that going to be Atlas?
That'll be Atlas. So I'll be in there representing Atlas Cafe. And I'll also be down there on the Saturday because there'll be some food vendors and stuff like that. So we're doing one for the North Vancouver Island Chefs Association.
Right.
So they're putting together a booth as well as lots of other organizations around.
Yeah.
Around the community.
I know that there's always been focus, or at least amongst our circles, there's always been who won the food or who won the shucking, the oyster shucking competition, and who won the Caesar competition. Those seem to be the two that everybody in our sort of circle of influence or what have you always seem to really be concerned with. Yeah, there seems to be highly competitive in those ones.
Well, I feel good about not going into the chowder competition because I know Paul DeRitter from Bee's Knees Catering.
Right.
He's not going to be there this year. He won last year. So
and you thought he would give you the run for the money?
He would definitely give me a run for my money. He's a very talented guy and definitely one of the guys I recommend if you're looking for catering in the Comox Valley.
Absolutely. Paul's fantastic.
Not to fall short of any of the other ones are out there. You know, there's some great caterers around this town. So
yeah, absolutely.
I just have I spend a lot of time working with Paul, so I know him quite well. So
Absolutely. So, the Shellfish Festival wraps up right around just after Father's Day, and then that puts us into what's the next big event?
Well, we're moving into July. So, of course, there's always the Canada Day Parade downtown. So there's always a bunch of food going on down there. And there's a lot of events for the Canada Day. And I believe it's on a Friday this year. So it should be a big weekend for everyone here.
Yeah. Yeah. And they've somewhat expanded, too. And I think that's just part of that downtown culture starting to sort of expand and embrace other food vendors. I know that in previous years, they had it pretty much locked down as to just your usual, almost extension of carnival food.
Mm-hmm.
They just wanted snacks and what have you. But now they're looking more for that culinary aspect. I know that they definitely are inviting particular and individual food vendors down that they would like to see that, you know, that broad range and a lot of choice.
Yeah, and I think the food truck thing, some of the changing in the legislation
towards
the city council. I don't know if I'm using the right terminology here, but...
No, but I'm just saying it used to be more or less it was donuts and popcorn, and now it's actually it's actually a bit of a food experience. It's good. There's a lot there.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that's one event that's coming down. I thought, you know, we got Music Fest coming up, which is a huge, if you're music...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would say...
And it's a big thing in my life right now because I'm hearing everything about it, so...
Yeah, I know. Music Fest is a big deal, right? That draws... it has 30,000 people more or less walk through the doors. I think that's per day, or that's not 30,000 per day, but that's 30,000 feet through the gates over the course of the weekend. So it could be the same 7,000 people going through multiple times, but... You know, it's a big draw. It draws a lot of people down
it's
to the valley.
One of the biggest events.
It shines a spotlight on the valley because a lot of our near neighbors that normally wouldn't travel do. A lot of people from Victoria, a lot of people Vancouver that don't necessarily come to the island, they're there at that time. And there's a lot of focus on the valley, and it's a time for us to really shine. I know a lot of people that their idea of what the Comox Valley was changed after they attended the Music Fest. I think it's a pivotal day for us, or a pivotal weekend for us.
For sure.
Yeah.
Trying to think. And then an event you're quite familiar with, the Philberg.
The Philberg Festival. That's where I cut my teeth in the food business, in the food food cart vendor business. Yeah.
So that's always a good event. And
I love it.
You know, it's been around for years and years, and everyone just loves to come up and showcase. And there's other events that spin off around it, but it's definitely a big event for the community.
Yeah.
I know it's one of my busiest weekends. So,
yeah, well, that's just it. I think both the weekends we just mentioned, both Music Fest and Philberg Festival, are in the restaurant industry just killer. So many extra people in town all wanting good food.
Of course. Trying to float my way through this. Other quick events. Comox Valley, Comox Nautical Days. Always
Nautical
a good,
Days,
good
that's right.
Churn out. And there's
that's
always some
usually
good...
concurrent, but absolutely unrelated to Philberg. It happens the same weekend.
That's the same weekend, yeah.
Same weekend, and only like a kilometer apart, not related, but both great events, totally independent of each other.
And you can definitely check out both.
Yeah, you can hit both. It's always good that way.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then this is a new one.
Okay.
Or it's not a new one. But it's something that's starting to gather a little excitement behind, or at least maybe I'm going to start promoting it a little bit. It was Arzina brought it to my attention the other day, but they're doing a garlic festival, the Comox Valley Festival.
Yeah. I've been getting it my Facebook and all my other feeds. So she's starting to build a little momentum towards it as she invites everybody to get ready for the garlic festival.
Yeah, I know. And I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah.
And so it's on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Which I usually get a Sunday off. And that's on the August 7th. And that'll be at the Merville Hall. So I think that's going to be a quite an interesting little food event.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she's definitely opened it to a lot of people in general, farmers, chefs, cooks, the average Joe that's just a foodie or not a foodie. Like, everybody's sort of invited to come down and do your best garlic. Do whatever you can with garlic, and then from there, just sort of embrace that whole and revel in everything that's great about garlic.
Exactly. And I know we'll be able to get her on here to talk to us a little bit about the events and what's happening. So we'll save that for
a
later.
She's a good friend
of
the show.
For sure.
We love having her.
And then the next event, maybe I'm skipping a little bit ahead. There's probably a few more events in the...
Probably, but I think you're probably heading to Flavor.
I'm pretty much heading to Flavor because we will be there at Flavor.
Yes,
we will be as a booth of the Edible Valley.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to do some recording there.
Yeah.
I've been talking with James, and hopefully we can get an
on-site
recording. And
that'd be great.
We got power.
Yeah.
And so we can sort of talk to some of the people of the community that are up there to enjoy and find out how they feel about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've done Flavor for a few years. My first year was last year. I hadn't done Flavor until last year. But my God, like, that was just such a great event. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. I loved everything about it. It was just amazing. And I couldn't believe it in the lead up. I knew that the tickets sold fast, but I think last year the tickets sold in hours. Like, there was however many hundreds of tickets, and they were sold within the first few hours of when the tickets went on sale.
Yeah.
That's not something that we were part of. We're not part of the ticket sales. We're just part of, you know, one of those vendors that are providing. But I'm excited that this year it'll be Edible Valley providing as a vendor.
Yeah, well, they took a year off. And we should say that we've got Ivan's Chocolate Truffles.
Yes.
We are doing Truffsicles.
Yeah, Edible Valley is aligning with one of our sponsors, Ivan's Truffles. And so we will be, our booth, you will be able to get free Ivan's Truffles for the tasting.
Or the Truffsicles, not the Truffle.
Right. I should make that distinction.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Chocolatey, a cool chocolate.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe them other than the kids absolutely love them and constantly hound him, and they're totally upset that he doesn't live around the corner anymore.
Yeah.
Because they love them.
Anyway, so that's the one big event, and so we'll definitely be talking a bit more about that. I've talked to some of the organizers about that. There are things that are changing a little. I think tickets may be easier to get because they're not doing the big bulk sales that they did. They're limiting the amount of tickets they sell at one time. So should be able to get out to a larger spectrum of people.
Oh, that's great.
That should be a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any other events.
I know there may be, but I mean, I think the key point there to mention is that all the events that we've just talked about, I mean, that brings us from literally this weekend to late September.
Yeah, I was going to say the Comox Valley Farm Cycle Tour.
Oh, yeah, right.
Which is...
Isn't that Gitan?
She's involved with it, but I think it's a whole group that's organized behind it.
Oh, wow.
And so I think it's $15, and they go out from the Rotary Bowl and do a tour and go to a bunch of the different different farms, and you get meet the farmers on their own turf. And there's food and entertainment.
Yeah, it sounds like an awesome
great
day.
Exercise.
Yeah, yeah, and like I was saying that even though we're just sort of lightly touching on and getting everybody aware of these upcoming events as we do episodes throughout the next 4 months. We'll be going to all those events in more depth. We'll be discussing other people involved in them or telling you more about what's coming up, more details to follow.
And if anyone's listening and has other food events coming up that they would like to advertise or promote, we'd definitely love to have you come on here and just give us a little heads up, and we can let our listeners know what's going on out there. So,
yeah. All right, John. Well, thanks for sitting in with us or with me again today.
And And don't forget to like and subscribe and follow us at theedibalevalley.com. Also, don't forget to follow us at Facebook, Twitter, all under the Edible Valley banner. So,
yeah. And we'd like to thank our sponsors again. Just worth mentioning Ivan's Truffles and the Atlas Cafe right now. And if you would like to be added to our list of sponsors, please get in touch with us and we can discuss it further.
And you can contact us at ediblevalley@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
The Atlas Cafe, celebrating 20 years in the Comox Valley. Globally inspired, locally sourced.
Do you like chocolate?
I like chocolate.
IvansTruffles.com.